The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You know, it's funny because we joke a lot in here, myself, obviously with my husband, DJ Automatic, and Anthony, about the fact that I've never really been single a long time. I had my daughter Kirsten when I was 15, Stasia not long after that, and then, you know, Automatic and I got together, had Ava-matic. I really haven't lived that single life, and I don't want to. I remember
well,
when
you
I,
better not want
well,
to.
Of course not. No, but let me tell you something. When I got divorced the second time, and I really liked Automatic, my friends told me, don't start a relationship. You need to be single and alone. And so I was like, okay. But not everybody wants to be single. I'm a relationship person. There's nothing wrong with that.
Do you feel like you ever gave yourself the ample time to get to know yourself, though? Because I think that when people are promoting, like, you got to be single, that's what it's about, is learning to re-love yourself again. Do you think you did that?
I do. And not just that, I was an only child. I was always alone. I spent until I was 15, okay. I never had anybody around me. I played outside alone. Always, when I say alone, I mean alone. Plus, like, you know, I wasn't a popular kid. I had very many friends. So maybe that's why I'm a relationship person. Yeah, plus, I found my king over here, DJ Automatic.
You're my person.
Oh, you're
nice, my person too. I'm just still playing alone by myself.
A lot of pros to being single, and that's what we're going to talk about today.
You play alone by yourself all you want.
I still play alone.
Pros. Let's listen to today's episode now. I have a dirty little habit that actually came in handy this morning at home. Let's talk about it on your Wednesday. I love a short work week. Halfway to the weekend, we're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
It wasn't like that. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony.
It was totally like that. I have this gross habit of keeping napkins.
What?
She uses a napkin. And then she'll literally, she stores them around the house. Yeah. So she has this one little corner in the kitchen where she keeps her dirty napkins. Then she'll leave them on the couch. Then she leaves them on the coffee table. Then she leaves
today?
Them on the kitchen table. There's always a dirty napkin all around the house. So, I feel like I spent half my day going around picking up Dana's dirty napkins.
So these are used napkins that are laying around. Oh, I thought it was like a stack of unused napkins.
No,
I was like,
they're used napkins. And she thinks today that for some reason it was a great thing because I spilled my coffee and I grabbed her dirty napkin to clean it up.
Well, it came in handy.
There you go. Yeah, automatic.
Recycle.
It did.
You can tell how much I love her dirty napkins.
Nope.
Well, you should have loved them that morning. That helped, dude.
Well, first of all, we all have dirty little habits. Okay. And mine came in handy. And I use those napkins all the time. Something spills on the floor, I'll grab a dirty little napkin.
Is there a method to you leaving your napkins behind?
It's just madness.
Yeah, it's just do it.
There's a corner in the kitchen and a corner on the couch.
Oh.
And there's a drawer I have.
What?
I have a special dirty napkin.
You have a dirty napkin drawer?
Nobody knows about it.
That's not sanitary.
That's like a little...
Nobody needs your mouth food particles in their drawer.
But keeping them around the house for like other dirty incidences,
exactly.
That's like a little Mexican wife hack. That's fun, dude. This is a real ratchet thing that I do. Is everyone uses, you make a sandwich or whatever.
Right,
and you put the knife on the sink.
Save it for later.
Yeah, okay, save it for later.
Maybe have another sandwich.
No.
Sometimes I'll leave it for like a day.
Nasty.
And you use it all crusty.
Yeah,
like
I come
that?
Back and then if it's if the mustard's crusty on one side, I'll just flip the knife over.
Yeah.
On the other side.
You don't do that with your toothbrush, do you?
No, dude, no. And for that reason, I had to buy an electric toothbrush.
We all have dirty little habits. And today, mine came in handy. Recycling, saving the earth.
I don't have any dirty habits.
Mind energy. National Day, Anthony. We don't have time for your dirty little habits, DJ Automatic. There's no time.
Because I don't have any.
We got to start off by wishing Google a happy birthday.
Hey.
Google Day, I guess, right?
Shout out to Gmail.
They started on this day in 1998.
Wow.
We also got National Beer Lovers Day from a beer lovers out there.
Okay.
And we'll wrap it up on, National Salami Day.
Why is
I
this
love that
room,
greasy meat.
Why is this love room it. More excited about salami than beer?
Oh, I would take a salami and a beer together.
I love processed things, and one thing I love is processed meat.
I like mine real.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The good, the bad, the ugly of single life. Because there are great things. There are also crappy things about
lonely
being
days,
single life. Oh, well, let's all talk about when we were single. Oh wait, I've never been single. But I'm I am married.
You were single for a little bit.
There's,
but Maddox, you and I were on sneaks the whole time I was single.
You were still kind of single.
Dana's
though.
A relationship homie
I'm
though.
A relationship
like she's
person.
Always been. I have like a lot of dude friends too.
I'm pretty much a relationship guy.
I have a good friend Gabe who went to high school with, and he literally since like sophomore year of high school all the way to now like has had a girlfriend back to
and
back.
And he's happy, right,
and,
Anthony? Is he married?
I think that's what he's told to say.
Nah. That's what his wife tells him to say. But there are good things about being single. First of all, I want you to be able to say to yourself, as I told my girlfriend, there will be times of loneliness, and it's okay to say that. Even married people get lonely. Ooh, even people in relationships get lonely. That's a part of life, and it's okay to say that. What I think you should do, and what this article I found on Medium.com says to do, is focus on the positive aspects of being single. So let's go around the room here. We've all been single for at least a minute. And talk about what you love about being single. Automatic, what did you love most about before you and I got married?
I had way more money.
Oh,
I didn't have
yeah.
to share money with my wife and my child.
For well, I mean,
greedy.
Just facts.
There are some women out there who pay for their men to go on dates with them. There's some men,
Anthony,
women out there
true.
Who are in relationships, sponsoring the whole relationship. So speaking to those women and the majority of men who pay for dates, it is a lot cheaper when you're single. Bro, I'd notice that right away, dog. I'd be going to movie theaters by myself, enjoying it.
Another thing, though.
What? Otto, why are you in this? Why are you so
happy? Because I got a list.
Automatic's reminiscing now.
I got a list.
I hate this show.
There's way less stress when you're single.
Oh my God, okay.
You don't have to report to anybody.
It's
you know, I feel like I have to report to the boss here all the time.
Why do I bother you?
Okay, come on now. And then the last thing.
Oh my God.
I was in the best shape of my life when I was single.
Yeah, you're a little fat now. I agree.
Oh, okay.
Hurt me, I'm
hurt. And that's marriage.
Take that.
Before we talk about what you love, Anthony, can you tell me some of the things that you don't like about being single so that my friend can feel normal about the way she feels?
Okay. Has a person who identifies as a single heterosexual man.
Yes.
I do miss the presence of women around sometimes, like having a girl, having that feminine.
A cuddle buddy.
I wouldn't even say that, but sometimes having that feminine energy around, you need it.
Okay, I get it.
As a single guy playing Madden all the time, or you know, going to the comedy club,
turn into a dude fest.
It becomes a dude fest really fast, and next thing you know, you're like, I haven't talked to a woman in like 4 days. But that's probably the biggest thing. I've been able to combat the loneliness. Anytime I feel like I miss somebody, like a family member or somebody, I'll call them. I'll FaceTime them and I'll talk to them.
So you said that it's okay.
It's
right?
okay. Like if you miss somebody, you have a lot of friends, relatives now, and like with technology now, you have FaceTime. You're always connected with somebody. So that's how I've really combated the loneliness.
So question for you: Do you enjoy your bed alone?
I do.
See, that's a positive.
God. Man, I got to sleep alone the other day at Disney.
Oh.
Because they gave us a room with two different beds. I slept like a baby.
Hate you, DJ Automatic. Hate this topic. Okay.
I promise you guys, Automatic loves being married.
Yes.
He does. I do love being married.
He does.
It's great. I mean, Dana cooks for me. She cleans for me. She loves me. Yeah, there's a lot of great benefits to being married.
I get to be a maid. Yay. Marriage. Yay. Okay. And here's the last question. Being single, Anthony, do you think that you struggle less when it comes to coming and going? You get to do what you want and visit places you want.
Yes, that's rare when you're single. No, my bad.
Going.
I shouldn't have done that. That's low.
You
that
got
was,
plenty of time to yourself.
Yeah,
I'm
that
sure.
was not mature. That was no. I actually I find it a lot easier when you don't have to depend on a partner. You're talking like going to a party or something like that, and
basically doing whatever you want.
Yeah, of course, dude. Yes.
When you were in your last relationship,
you have the stress of having to wait for Dana.
Well, think about something.
Anthony has literally already learned that if we tell you a time, he doesn't show up till 15 to 30 minutes later because he knows Dana's not going to be ready.
Well, everyone knows this one. Think about the classic, where do you want to eat? Right?
When that's the opposite with us. I'll ask Automatic and it'll take him 15 minutes to decide. There's my complaint. All right, the good, the bad, and the ugly of being single. This article, I think, can help you if you're feeling a little lonely. At Dana Cortez on Instagram. Shoot me a DM. I'll send you the article.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I'm going to talk to you about a 16-year-old who is now making $8,000 a month.
Ooh.
And his initial investment in his own business was $12. In case you missed it, these are three stories you need to know. Automatic's face is so jealous. You jealous this kid.
Well, I want him to invest my money for me. I got $12 for him.
I know, for real, for real. Okay, so my stories always last. Automatic, what did you find?
How long does it take to make a great first impression?
Oh, I would say upon arrival, I think.
Yeah, that's good.
The way you're dressed and everything.
Well, how long did it take?
If you're asking for a specific time, I don't know, 15 minutes.
What are you? 4 minutes.
Come on, bro.
4 minutes.
That's bad crowd work. You didn't have to ask us that question to get that answer.
Okay.
Just say 4 minutes.
It should have taken you 5 seconds to get to the damn answer.
A new study claims that 4 minutes of small talk with a stranger can reveal certain parts of your personality, whether like they're introverted or extroverted. Study participants were separated in two different groups and then partnered, and the people that made small talk just are happier people.
I think small talk is important when you're trying to get business done.
Well, I think it leads to more opportunity, more friends, which leads to a more fulfilling life.
I'm not a small talker. Automatic, however, no matter where we are or what we're doing, he will talk to random people that aren't.
If you look interesting, we don't know them. But if they look like an interesting person and they have something to offer to the world, I want to know them.
I don't know. They'll be silent in an elevator, and you'll just be like, "Hey, how's it going?" And they'll look uncomfortable.
No, I'm really proud that you do have that ability to go up and talk to people automatic. Now it's more focusing on the keeping it to 4 minutes part that you really want to get down. You know, now that you know that's all you need.
I can be a long talker.
All
right. In case you missed it, a recent study revealed that many millennial parents don't know the words to common lullabies.
No.
Yeah, like the Itsy Bitsy Spider. And in this survey, half of them admitted to not knowing the lyrics to Row, Row, Row Your Boat, which, now that I'm saying it, I don't know the lyrics.
Gently down the street.
Oh, okay. Look at you guys.
Mary, life is but a dream.
Are you not singing to your children?
We have kids.
Okay.
Obviously. We don't just sing that to ourselves.
Well, I think they're just singing like Back That Thing Up and like, you know what I'm saying? New songs.
Hey, it's a good idea to sing these lullabies to your kids. It encourages them to read. It encourages them to play. It encourages their imagination.
And memory skills.
Memory skills. And Juvenile Back That can do that too. But add the lullabies in between. Add the lullabies in between. Thanks. All right, so in case you missed it, a young boy, 16 years old, by the name of Finance Unfolded on TikTok, says what he thought was going to just be a summer job has turned into a permanent business. He is making $8,000 a month cleaning windows.
Oh! Ooh.
He bought himself one of those microfiber squeegees. Towels and a squeegee and some glass cleaner, started going around the neighborhood, and realized this is a hard job, but it pays very well. He started making about $400 a day within a month of this job. Nobody wants to clean their windows. And with the guy,
I remember when we had all those windows in Albuquerque, I was paying that guy $250 every time he came out.
So what this young boy is saying is that you can look around you, figure out the things people don't want to do, but that need to be done, and do them.
Do you know what's another good one? Picking up dog poo.
Oh, Dijon, that's a great one. Putting people's trash out for them and pulling it back in.
My first little gig I had, like, reminds me of this, is I would sweep up the hair at the barbershop.
Oh, Anthony, that's a good one.
Man,
right,
I had a campaign for that job. There was an interview process.
But you know what? Barbers ain't paying you $8,000
a month. Nah.
They don't make $8,000 a month.
If you would like me to share this with you, I think it's a really encouraging article, and it's weird that a 16-year-old would have this much insight, right? And he's going to college. He's going to study business. He says he wants to turn this into a franchise. Dang. He probably will.
He might not need college.
It's good to see that his future is clear.
Oh.
Because he cleaned the window to see through it.
Have to explain that one.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kim Kardashian's butt makes headlines often. Why her brows? I'll tell you right now. Best gossip, daily dirt, this and more. All brought to you by Indeed.com. Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays.
We got YK Osiris celebrating his birthday. Leslie Jones and Donovan Mitchell celebrating a birthday.
All right, so let's talk about LeBron James and Drake being sued by a man named Billy Hunter. He's the executive director for the National Basketball Players Association. LeBron and Drake made a documentary called Black Ice. Mr. Hunter claims that he owns the intellectual property rights over what Black Ice was made about. It's the Black Hockey League, which was active in Canada from 1895 to 1925. Bron and Drake say it's a documentary, not a movie.
Oh,
I don't know who's going to win this, but he wants $10 million in residuals.
Okay,
for anything moving forward when it comes to Black Ice.
I don't know who's going to win this one either. But did you guys hear about the Mexican Hockey League?
No,
no, Anthony A.
Huh? They just play against each other one on one. It's called one on one.
Stupid.
I'm gonna go sit in the penalty box after that one.
You need to. It was good. It was all right. Okay, now let's move on and talk about Justin Bieber. He canceled his tour, citing physical and mental health issues. This comes right after The Weeknd had to leave the stage at the end of a song, he said he felt when he lost his voice that it just happened on stage and he's just postponing
everything.
Well, the
Biebs have been sick, though.
Biebs has been sick. The Weeknd's been on tour for a minute, right? So it's a lot of strain.
I don't think people realize how much work being on tour is.
Oh, it's...
I realize how much it cost me to pay to go see those concerts.
Well, hold on. Everybody's getting a refund. Anthony, the Weeknd refunded everybody.
Yo, dude, shout out to Abel.
All right, and then finally, Kim Kardashian's butt and brows are making a statement. She's covering Interview Magazine with blonde brows and this thing you wear to hold your butt up. And obviously it doesn't work because I told Otto it's like mine. He's like, I don't never notice. So, yeah. But... since her butt is out the way it is and her brows are blonde, people think she looks odd.
This thing does work because it's lifting Kim K's butt up. It's your butt that don't work.
My butt doesn't work.
I take offense to that.
Because it's true. But thank you for defending me, DJ.
I was
DJ
defending
Automatic.
Your honor and your butt's honor.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I'm going to have to get through this WTF without
You're going to have to do it without speaking clearly.
Well, a pig stole beer, got drunk, and started a fight with a cow.
What the fuck?
Exactly. So this booze out pilfering drunk feral pig caused chaos at a campsite. Pig rushes the people.
Isn't this book called Animal Farm?
No. And everybody starts running, and the pig drank 2 6-packs, an entire 12-pack of canned beer.
And then he looked at the cow and was like, yo, we got beef.
What's up?
Sup, bro?
Started a fight with a cow, chasing the cow all over. The farmer's freaking out. The pig's drunk. He calls police. Police said there's nothing they can do. They call animal control. The pig got away.
Oh!
The pig got away.
He did the race. Pigs are actually pretty fast when they get going, dude.
So anyway, they ended up tracking the feral pig down. Guess why? He took a nap in the forest.
Lose, you lose.
So anyway, they took the pig.
I wonder if his oink was like drunk and slurred too. Like,
now you know why I couldn't get through the story without laughing.
From drunken pigs to fumbled bags. Do you guys? Of course, you guys remember the classic Nirvana album Nevermind, right?
Oh,
one of the greatest albums of all time.
Right, yes, and then the classic cover, of course, features a baby swimming in the pool,
with
right?
A little diggling.
Yes, all of that. So that man grew up and now is suing Nirvana for the royalties to that album cover for $150,000. Well, Nirvana won this lawsuit. The court tossed this case out because Nirvana paid this man's parents $200 in 1991. So therefore, they are clear about having to pay this guy $150,000. Damn, bro. How mad would you
be? He needs to sue his parents for being pendejos. Gosh, how in the world?
$200.
From one baby to another. Okay, so there's this woman near San Francisco. She leaves work because she has stomach pains. She goes to the emergency room, only to be told that she's 7.5 months pregnant, and she didn't even have a hint of a baby bump.
Oh.
Even crazier, the baby was delivered. 3 pounds, 14 ounces, and then she just decided she would go back to work that next morning.
No!
You're crazy.
So she had a baby one day, not knowing she was pregnant. Next day was back at work. Ah. Baby is fine. Mama's fine.
It's a surprise baby. I think they wrote a book about this.
Oh, what was it called?
The Bible.
And as far as I know, Mary was also a hardworking mother. Hardworking single mother, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
When you think Disney, you think the happiest place on earth, but you should also think good food. I've got big news and food news, hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show on your Wednesday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Spoon.
This is probably one of the happiest hashtags I've been able to share with you in a minute. The Biden administration finalized a rule to transform the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, that's DACA, immigration policy for more than 600,000 Dreamers into a federal regulation, a move that's aimed at protecting the program from legal challenges that imperil its existence.
Let's hear the layman's. What's really going on?
Department of Homeland Security is set to take effect October 31st of this year. It's going to codify the Obama-era program into federal government code of regulations so that we can't have these kids living in limbo and young adults.
What does codify mean?
Yeah, that's my question.
You'll make it a law.
Oh.
So they'd be able
I felt
to stay
like
here.
It was cuddling it.
Yeah, me too, dude. I can't wait to codify something tonight.
I want to codify my dreams. It's not fair. And they'll finally be able to move forward and not hide in the shadows. So it's good news. Good news right there.
That's right.
And in food news, Disney is selling the sweetest Crocs ever. The shoes are part of the Mickey ice cream bar collection. The Crocs are covered in mini ice cream bars on the top. The bottom is dark chocolate cover. Each shoe is topped off with a Mickey ice cream bar gibbet. It's only going to cost you $59.99, which is a lot of money, but it's a Mickey Croc.
I would pay good money just for that Mickey Mouse ice cream. Have you ever had one of those little Mickey ice creams? They're amazing.
Oh, good. Every single treat that Disney puts out is so good, which is why the Croc collab is so exciting.
We were just recently at Disney. They gave us this cupcake. The one that had
the raspberry filling.
Oh, my God.
It was made to look like a graveyard, and you stuck a ghost in it, and it would, like, explode. It was so fun and good.
It just made your husband moan.
I only hear that twice a week.
Most of the time it's for cupcakes.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, something that'll make me moan is National Salami Day.
You know, it's weird. I eat a lot of salt, but for some reason, it's too salty.
That sounds so weird.
Well, Anthony's moaning for salami and automatic for cupcakes. This is my life, people.
We also got National Beer Day. So, National Beers Lovers Day. Shout out to all the beer lovers out there.
Yes. Nobody in this room actually loves beer.
I enjoy a beer. I enjoy a good beer. Also, though, I have a high admiration for breweries because they throw comedy shows a lot. So, shout out to all the breweries throwing comedy shows. Right. I appreciate you. And we'll wrap it up by wishing Google a happy birthday. It is National Google Day.
Hey.
It was on this day in 1998 that Google became an official website.
Okay, how many times a day do you Google?
At least 30.
Damn. Okay, automatic Anthony A?
Like 4 or 5 solid.
4 or 5. With your spelling,
I just like to let the mistakes ride.
It's above me now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were talking about the pros and cons of being single. Our very own DJ Automatic did some research.
3 science-backed reasons why being alone is actually better for your
health. Let's get into that right now. I'll talk to the 2 dudes.
1 studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And myself, Anthony A, very much single at the time. DJ Automatic, very much married.
I'm the one who's over here pushing for the single life.
I know, dude. You were listing off all the pros of being single and your wife was getting irritated, bro.
Well, I mean, it's an easier life. I will say that. You live a much
That we're talking about it right now.
You can tell I told her earlier.
Oh, you didn't say it with that same energy, though.
Of course I didn't. Every married man knows what I'm talking about.
Automatic, though, before we get into your list, though, brother, what do you miss most about being single? What do you miss most about being on your own?
Freedom.
Oh.
The fact that you could just pick up and do whatever you want, anywhere, anytime. Like, literally just go anywhere. Like, when I was single, someone would be like, yo, you want to go to LA for the weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
It doesn't have to be that deep, dude. Like, for me, I was, like, chilling the other day. I was like, you know what? I'm hungry. I'm going to go to Chipotle. I was driving to Chipotle, and I was like, you know what? Never mind. I want to go to Taco Bell. And I made that decision all by myself without
having it. It's a meltdown fight. And guess what? I'm not getting Taco Bell.
All right, Automatic. What are the scientific reasons why it's better to be single? Talk about it.
Number 3, single people are healthier. I know for myself personally, the best shape I've ever been in was when I was single. And part of the reason was because you're out there trying to find some new.
Okay. All right. There's a little bit something to that because you are more fit. You are more in shape because you always got to be, in presenter mode constantly.
Yeah, you got to be top of your game.
Yeah, you got to be. But dude, I'll say as a single man, I eat worse when I'm on my own.
See, I used to eat way better when I was single.
Really?
But part of the reason was because I didn't want to have any weight because I was still trying to get some.
We know what motivated you, Automatic.
Obviously.
We know what motivated you. All right, go ahead. Next reason.
The next thing. Single people are better with money. I mean, a lot of arguments, a lot of stress in married partners' lives is because of money.
I had to react to that because I partially agree with that. Like, I spend more money on dumb things. Because I have more money now. But also, I don't have to like pay for dates or pay for this or pay for that. So
You have a lot more money to save. I know when I was single, I had way more money in my bank account.
And there's like some women listening to this right now. Like, Anthony, shut up. I pay for all the dates. Like, they're like listening to me lie through my teeth. So shout out to all the women who I dated who are fully employed. I appreciate you guys.
And the last thing, single people are better with work.
Oh.
Because you don't have the commitment of a family or have, you know,
I do agree with that. And sometimes that sucks, though, because your employer will know that. And they'll be like, oh, well, he doesn't have a family or anything like that, so he can do overtime.
I mean, I always think, I'm like, call Anthony, he could do it. He doesn't have anything else to do.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There's a lot to unravel in the WTF. Automatic's like, how are we not going to talk about the baby, the surprise baby, and she went back to work.
How did she not know she was pregnant, though? Come on.
Because women go all the time without knowing they're pregnant, especially if it's your first pregnancy. Sometimes you'll still have a period when you're pregnant.
But 7.5 months pregnant, you're going to feel something growing inside of you.
Obviously not automatic. Obviously not. You're not a woman. You can't tell me what I feel.
I know,
what I
but I'm thinking if I'm creating life, I'm going
to
like...
Here's some shocking news. Women have been giving birth and going back to the fields and working for millennia. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're wonderful, amazing creatures. We give life.
The fact that she just went to work the next morning, though. Who took care of that baby?
Probably her grandma. Surprise! Her babysitting.
I mean, it's a big feat and it's a big accomplishment, but like, you know, automatically, we still go to work whenever we have like a cold or like allergies flaring up. So
settle down there, Anthony. Okay, I mean, don't even compare the birth of a child to a cold.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.